Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I wanted to read a little scripture before we got started because I was been looking forward all like couple of months of starting to read the scripture from the beginning, you know, and go through the Bible in a year thing, and so one of the scriptures of course was Genesis 1 and 2, and then it took me to Luke 1, and this stood out to me. There's a couple songs in here. One's Mary's song of praise, and then the other one's Zechariah's song or prophecy. I'm going to read it just the first few verses, starting in 67, if you want to follow. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit. This would be John the Baptist's father. Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all those who hate us, to show the mercy he promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant." Remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore unto our father Abraham to grant us, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, that we might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And the part that stuck out was that he has delivered us from our enemies, that we might serve him wholeheartedly without fear in holiness and righteousness. You know, and I just, that stood out, and I thought, this is great for this brand new day in this brand new year. And it's because of his love, of course. Nice. So, of course, we want to acknowledge that for sure. So let's celebrate the new year, and maybe if you can, you can stand up and we can. Yeah, yeah, as we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you pour out. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up, the songs of freedom. Forever we're changed. Because of your love. Lifting gratitude and praises for compassion so amazing. But we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. The songs of freedom, forever we're changed because of your love. love. We acknowledge us because of your love that you brought us through another year and given us blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father. Man, you are God. loving kindness is better than life. Life itself. We praise you, Lord. So because of his love, and his love is better than life. Because his love is better than life, you know, we want to reach out for him. You know, we want to reach out to Jesus fresh every day, and especially today. You know, it's like the new start of the new year. I just dig it, man. It's really cool. So I can't help it. It'll stop. Created me inside your great imagination. You're the one who gave me my first birth. You have overseen my life and brought me to redemption. And I know that you're not finished with me yet. I'm reaching for you. I'm singing to you. I'm lifting my hands and praising you. I'm lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you. Jesus, I need you. I'm giving my heart to know you. I'm living my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you. You're the one who spoke the word of life to light my darkness. You opened up my eyes till I could see. Jesus, you have promised to complete the work you started. Faithful to fulfill your grace in me. I'm reaching for. Lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you. Jesus, I need you. I'm giving my heart to know you. I'm living my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you. Pour out your love from heaven, fill me until I overflow. Lord, I want more. Reach down your hands from heaven, pull me closer than ever before. Lord, I want more. Pour out your love. Living my life to serve you, I'm reaching for you. I'm reaching for you, I'm singing to you.
I'm lifting my hands to praise you. I'm lifting my voice to thank you. I'm reaching for you. Jesus, I need you. I'm giving my heart to know you. I'm living my life to serve you. I'm reaching for you. I'm reaching for you.
We're reaching for you, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you. We're reaching for you. And we know apart from you, we have no good thing, Lord. That every breath we breathe comes from you. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you, Father. I wanted to just share a little bit why I'm excited about this year. Because last year at this time, I was going through a bit of a struggle. I was going through a dry time. I know looking back that, and you know, it's complicated, but mainly the main thing that I know is that I got my eye off of Jesus and onto the circumstances that surrounded me because of several things. And I was thinking, what about me? And, you know, that's not right. That's backwards. And you know, I called Dave and Kent, and we got together across the street, and, you know, we shared and we prayed, and I shoved all that stuff away, and, you know, into the center of the table, and I don't know, I'd like to think I set it on fire, and, you know, I just gave it to the Lord, and since then, you know, the Lord has given me a renewed spirit for His Word and for who He is. And
yes.
So I, you know, y'all have a part to play, every one of you in this. Your patience, your love, you know, and I just wanted to express that because I really am looking forward to doing what the Lord puts before me to do this year in His strength and power. And whatever that is, whether it's at work or in a ministry or whatever that is, or just being a brother, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. And I don't expect that dry spot to happen for a long time out, you know, if it ever does. So anyway, so that's what this song is, you know, kind of where I'm hoping the Lord will lead us, will lead me and us, you know, I mean, we're all in it together, so. You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will. I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours and you are. Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide.
surrounds me. You never fail, and you won't start now. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. Oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are. Upon the waters, wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters. Above the waves, my soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You know, many times looking at the storm, I would sink and calling out on the Lord every time he would save me. Mm-hmm. It's not just this last time, but all through my life he would do that. And I know that all of us may still be going through, you know, something just that doesn't look like there's, you know, they can keep their head above the water or anything. That's all they're doing is crying out to Jesus. And I want to encourage them to continue to cry out to Jesus, because he will lift you up and bring you to shore. And I just know, I know it to be true. In Christ alone.
oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King of the flood. I will be still and know you are the God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are King over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. I will be still and know you are God.
So praise the Lord. This is the first time I have ever spoken in front of a group about Jesus, other than giving a testimony. So praise the Lord. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. His mercy endures forever. What the Lord, and I'm so glad you did Reaching for You today, because that's what the Lord has been working in me this last year, and he has had me stuck in the Book of Kings, both books of Kings. Thank you, Joe. And I was just going to take just a few minutes I've just been stuck with Elijah. And I mean, Elijah is such a frail human being. He was just amazing to me how he could be so flawed and yet so honored by God. And we all know the story of his success, and he calls fire down on the mountaintop and destroys all the priests of Baal, and then he gets a bad letter and he goes running off into hiding. And he goes into hiding. He goes into hiding. And to me, that's the message for me for the new year, is come out of hiding. I think as a Christian, I need to come out of hiding and continue to come out of hiding. I think as a church, we need to come out of hiding. We've got a beautiful cross out here, and it's lit, and that's great, but we're in here, and the world is out there. Christ is in here, and Christ also needs to be out there. When Christ died, several things happened, and to me, the most important one is the veil was torn, and we now can approach the mercy seat. We don't have to have an intermediary. We have him. And so we're able to come out of hiding and go to him. So back to Elijah. Elijah's in this cave, and God asks him a very good question. He says, what are you doing? You talked about this a while ago. What are you doing here? I love what the Amplified Version, the way the Amplified Version brings this out, because at this point, Elijah's ministry, basically, he's done. He's done. He's given up. He said, I want to die. He's given up. He's given instructions. After he comes out of the cave, God gives him instructions. The only thing he managed to do, really, was to anoint Elisha. And Elisha had to finish his work for him. And yet he comes out and he talks. He couldn't step away from being wrapped up in himself. He couldn't step up away from thinking about himself, like you were sharing about. And, you know, I have this flaw where I'm always thinking about myself, because I'm wherever I go, there I am. And as a Christian, I have to remember, wherever I go, there Christ is, there the Holy Spirit is, right? And that's more important for me. But Elijah comes out and he says, I am left. I am the only one left. And God, you better pay attention to that as the message. And he gets second opportunity. He gets an opportunity to change his tune, and he doesn't do it. I am left. And I don't want to be like Elijah. I don't want to be, I was born in spiritual hiding. I was born into sin. So I'm in spiritual hiding when I'm born. In the book of Ephesians 2:1, it says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespass and sins." That's how I was born, was dead. And so I get to come out of hiding. I get to put away my self-sufficiency, and I get to rely on him. And we can approach him through the veil. And there is no hiding. And I was moved to Hebrews 10:19. It says, we read several verses. It says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus." We don't need a priest to go in with the blood. We get to go in because we have the blood. We're protected by the blood. And by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. "And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And it goes on to talk about the confession of faith. And I think for me as a Christian and for us as a church in the new year, we need to have the body of Christ refuse to be hidden. Yes. We have to go beyond our symbols and take it out into the battlefield. And I've heard other people say, and I like that this is my sword right here. This is my weapon right here to do his battle. And then the next two verses in Hebrews, there's 10:24 and 10:25, I want to read out of the Amplified. It says, "And let us consider and give attentive, continuous care to watching over one another, studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities." We have something coming. We have some things coming this year that are new for us, right? "Not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day approaching." And then I want to finish with one of my favorite passages out of the book of Romans. This is Romans 13:11-12, and it says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand." Many of you know this verse. "Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." And that's his light. That's not my light, our light. It's his light. And we get to carry that light and that glory that you've shared about, Joe. We get to carry that glory out into the world. And may that's my prayer for us this year, that the Holy Spirit shines through all of us as a church and through each one of us individually in the ways that are best suited for his kingdom glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I would like to start out by, I don't have as much material as Alan does. I'm kind of just winging it right now, but I know what I want to say, and that's that the Lord has a plan. He has a plan for each one of us, and everything that happens to us is happening for a reason, because he's putting the people that we need in our life, and he's putting the events that will better us and make us stronger into our lives as well. And this year I've gone through a lot of struggles, especially with my health. I've missed a lot of school. I've changed schools. I've gone through so many therapists. And I've learned a lot to look at things from a different perspective. When I was missing school a lot and I had to become academically ineligible, so I couldn't participate in choir, couldn't participate in the play or dance team, I thought my life was over. I thought everything was going to like come meteor, psh, terrible. I was freaking out and I didn't know what to do because all that stuff that I built my life around and I was so focused on, it was kind of gone for me. And I realized that I forgot to look to God for that stability instead. I got so wrapped up into my little stuff that I do all day, all my little tasks and my school and all that, when I should be about all that. And I discovered that it was actually better that I wasn't in those activities, because when I got worse, then I wasn't there for them to depend on me, and then they could continue without me. And I could still give them my support without participating. And being hospitalized, I also thought the end of the world. But then going there and meeting the people I've met and learning the lessons I've learned, I don't regret it a bit. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. In fact,
God is so good. God is so good. So it is an occasion, you know, to pause right here and look at not ourselves. Look at God, and to remind ourselves of the blessings that he has bestowed on us and that we have witnessed in other people. And of course, to look forward. You know, it's a looking back and it's a looking forward. And although the older I get, the more I realize, as Alan has, that wherever you go, there you are. You know, all we really have is this moment right here. The past is done. No matter how many times you replay it in your head, it's not going to change. And the future is firmly in God's hands. And what we have is right now to do the next right thing and to follow hard after him. As I read the Old Testament, I'm jealous of one aspect of the Hebrew life, and that was their rhythmic, regular and specific festival times. Not only did they have the Sabbath when they did no regular work, but they had these regular times where they had extended days where they would recount how the Lord had saved them from their enemies, their national history, the miracles. Kevin can't hear me in the back. You need a hearing aid, honey. That's my prayer for 2017. But these times where they would recount what the Lord had done for them as a nation and individually, and where from the highest to the lowest in their culture, everything regular would be put aside, and they would focus on the Lord, the one who had saved them, who provided everything they needed, and who supplied all their needs. Their Savior is who they focused on. And I'm a little bit jealous of that because we don't really have that in our culture, but we can build it in. And those rituals, you know, those rituals of festivals started out to be wonderful. And by the time Jesus came, they were rote and legalistic and not what they were intended to be. But those rituals, I mean, knowing that has not prevented me from instituting rituals in my life. I have a couple, and one of them, two of them I want to talk about today. One is a ritual that helps me look backwards, and one is a ritual that helps me look forwards. And I forgot my prop today, which is the ritual that I have that helps me to look backwards. And it's a clear gallon jar with a metal lid, and it has blue tape on it that says blessings on it. So imagine it right here. And when things happen day to day where I see God's hand in my life or in the lives of others, I write it on a piece of paper and I put it in that jar. I'm really sorry I didn't bring it. and those blessings, doing that little ritual helps to counteract my natural tendency to look at the negative, to look at the past and see lack instead of abundance, to look at the past and see disappointment instead of fulfillment. You know, it takes discipline to develop a grateful heart. And I need help. I need those rituals to help me to be an appreciative child of God instead of a selfish child of God. And so those little pieces of paper that I drop in there throughout the year remind me of God's blessings and his fingerprints in my life, and, you know, to remember that Jesus is in everything. And if it were here, I pulled out a few. Let me just tell you a few that I remember. Lettuce coming up in the garden in the spring. Being forgiven. Adult children who make good choices. Grandchildren. Spending time with my mother, hot tea on a cold morning, you know, the wood stove. I mean, God is our blessing. We are blessed beyond measure. And that's just the little things. Think of the big things we have, the miracles we've had, the new life in our, you know, in our, Pamela's belly, you know. I mean, these are huge, these are miracles. And yet, there's that miracle as well in a snowy day or a wood stove, you know, in the warmth that we have. Anyway, so that's my help for the past, and my help for the future is the Word of God. My firm belief, I've talked about this from up here before, is that Scripture prepares us for what is ahead, and especially if we have a particular verse or a particular focus, as Alan was describing with his focus on Elijah. And my personal focus right now is on the book of Proverbs. I am just captivated by the references in Proverbs to wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Wisdom is personified as a female. Look at the snow. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. So wisdom in the book of Proverbs is personified as a female, which is so sweet to me. You know, we have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and wisdom, who's a girl. And, you know, I just love that. I love it. It really resonates with me. And in Proverbs, she is described as being with God at the beginning, in the very existence of the earth. She was there. She was there. And that is just, and woven throughout Scripture are references to, you know, to the blessings of looking, you know, with diligence to God's wisdom, and, you know, that wisdom and knowledge and understanding and seeking wisdom and knowledge is highly valued by God. You know, he describes wisdom as being more precious than rubies, and nothing we desire compares with wisdom. And according to the word, with wisdom, regardless of our circumstances, wisdom helps our decisions to be more in line with God. Wisdom, regardless of our circumstances, our actions can be prompted more often by faith. We abundance of fulfilling life is ours. You know, we make decisions that are more in keeping with where God wants us to be. We're just, we're compassionate. We even know how to care for our animals. You know, there's a proverb that says that the righteous know the needs of their animals, but even the kindness of the ungodly is cruelty. I wish Leela were here. She would appreciate that one. But, you know, the underpinning of that wisdom and knowledge is reverence for God. That fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that is foundational to seeking and attaining wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So that is also, besides the hearing aid, that's my focus for this year, is that acquisition of wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God. So it's wonderful to take this, you know, just this hour to take stock of where we are now, to look back with appreciation, to glance forward with faith, but to live fully just right now, in every right now we have, and knowing that the future is going to unfold in the loving hands of Jesus, and in grace. Yeah. So happy New Year, my church family.
First of all, I just want to say that that was your first time talking about Jesus in front of people, Alan. I just want to call out the gift of teaching in you, first of all, and maybe others can confirm that, but you definitely have the gift of teaching. So I want to call that out in you, Alan. Let's see. I want to share something from the past, something from the present, and something for the future, and I'll try to make it a little more quick. One of the best moments I had of 2016 was I was planning to drive to Bend over Easter weekend, and I had like a lot on my heart that I knew. I was like, in this like drive, I'm not going to listen to music. I'm just going to just sit with God. And I was like, we need to talk. So I was like driving, and I got outside Sweet Home, and I was like, all right, God, like, I don't know how you want this to happen. Like, I don't know how you, like, do I worship to a song? Like, how do you want to hang out kind of thing? And like, I came around this corner, and there was just like a massive rainbow. And I was like, no way. Like classic rainbow, like, dude, no. And our God is just like, pull over. So I was just like, okay. 'Cause this rainbow came out of nowhere and it was like in my face. So I pulled over at this rest stop, and I just like walked to the edge of this bank, and there's just so much peace there, and like water was lapping up on the shore a little bit, and like the rainbow was like going over. I was just like, no way. And the still voice of God came to me and was just like you're on holy ground. And just like so firm, I heard that voice. So I was like, okay. So like God met me there, and I got back in the car, and I just felt his presence with me still. And what he said was, tell me about yourself. I was like, God, you already know. You know everything about me. Like, and I just started from the beginning. I was like, well, I was born in 1994. And like just started telling him more and more, just like everything, all my hopes, all my dreams, all my weaknesses, all my fears, all my failures, my angers, just everything about myself. And he just patiently sat and listened to the whole thing. And I was like, God, like, I was waiting for like that like rebuke or like that correction. And I was like, God, like, you didn't judge me. And he's just like, why would I judge you? Look at what my son did. Like, look what Jesus did. I could never judge you because Jesus took that for you. And that was so big because I was doing leadership in a Bible school, and I was just feeling like very weak and like I wasn't doing my part there, and just kind of walking around judging myself. But just like a crazy burden was lifted. So like, I want to speak to the past that was that moment was like the faithfulness of God. And then in the present, the last 4 months have been pretty hard for me. Just learning how to be an adult and like always wanting to find like comfortable ground or like a good run of like a high season, and just like wanting control over comfort in that way. But just understanding like you're growing up, like you're becoming an adult, and like we can't choose whether one day is good or not. And just like, just what God told me yesterday was just like, even like, because I'm like, how do I praise you in the trials? Like, God, I'm stumbling and messing up on my own like free will. Like, how am I supposed to praise you and be like, thank you, Jesus, that I chose to stumble? Like, what? Like, how does that work? But what Jesus showed me was just like, all the trials in your life are actually answers to your prayers to me. God, help me be more faithful. Help me be more diligent. Help me love you more. And it's just like all these hard things are actually God answering prayer, like, believe it or not. And just like how much growth has come in that. So that's God being faithful in the present. So we have God being faithful in the past, God being faithful in the present. And then, sorry. Okay, wrap it up. And then last night, I was driving home after a get-together, and I was driving on Reservoir Road, and it was just, like, pouring down rain. And I was like, God, I can't really see, like, but I was like, I love this rain, and I love not really knowing, like, where I'm kind of going on this. I'm like, where I'm kind of going on this road, but I was like, this is like adventurous and stuff. And I just felt God saying, like, this year is going to be a pouring out of the rains of my faithfulness. And like, that's a word God's given me for this year, is like God's going to pour out insane, like, blessing this year, insane anointing this year, on relationships here in Philomath and Corvallis. I honestly, everywhere, God wants to anoint and bless relationships, like, hardcore. But he wants to just, like, pour out his faithfulness for the future this year. So in thinking about all that, I'm just like, the two things that mark God are steadfast love and faithfulness, and the fact that it's past, present, future just speaks to the character of God, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But yeah, the faithfulness of God.